Very good afternoon to you as we present this concert given by Dolce Suono Ensemble on today's Celebrating Our Musical Community. I'm David Osberg here with, for all these Dolce Suono Ensemble broadcasts, the founder, artistic director, and flutist Mimi Stillman. And we are listening to a concert they presented last March, the second concert in their Rediscoveries Festival of American Chamber Music. We presented the first concert on Tuesday at noon, and we just thought this was a great place to put these in this week where we celebrate the birthday of our country, as we did yesterday. On the first half of the concert, we heard music by Luis Talma, George Rochberg, Richard Wernick, and Walter Piston. The second half, or the second part of this concert, is going to kick off with music by Leon Kirshner.
Yes, and it's so much fun to celebrate Independence Day and the week with you, with American chamber
with
music
American
for your
music, yeah.
listeners. Yeah. We featured the Leon Kirshner Piano Trio No. 1, performed by Miranda Cookson, Gabriel Cabezas, and Charles Abramovic in this program, and it's a really strong and exciting piece. It also connects with our project in great ways because Kirshner studied with Arnold Schoenberg. And when we're talking about the multiplicity of styles in 20th and 21st century music, you can't do that without talking about how Schoenberg revolutionized music, and really Stravinsky and Debussy. And the way that these composers' heritage has influenced composers to this day is so important and crucial to understanding American chamber music, as we were doing in our Rediscoveries project. Kirshner was also important as a teacher of composition. He embodies definitely the more, let's say, Schoenberg's Second Viennese School inspired atonality and, let's say, thorniness in his own music. Also, what's a great connection with our ensemble is that Charles Abramovic coached this piece for him when he did a performance of it in 1979, I think. And so there's a direct connection there with Charlie and Leon Kirshner.
So here's the 1954 piano trio, laid out in two movements by Leon Kirshner, performed by Charles Abramovic on piano, Gabriel Cabezas on cello, and special guest artist on this program is brought in by Dolce Suono Ensemble, violinist Miranda Cookson.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music there of American composer Leon Kirshner. He lived from 1919 to 2009. Very long life. He lived just about 90 years old. His piano trio from 1954, performed by Charles Abramovic on piano, Gabriel Cabezas on cello. They are permanent members of the Dolce Suono Trio, and they're joined by a special guest on this program, violinist Miranda Cookson. And we've been tying all the composer degrees of separation from all these people. We had Walter Piston just a little while ago, who taught so many of these people. Leon Kirshner taught Richard Wernick, who we heard just before Walter Piston. There's so many connections here between these American composers of the 20th century.
Yes, and it was great because Dick Wernick was able to speak from personal experience about right. so many of the composers on the panel, as was Jim Freeman, conductor and founding conductor and artistic director of Orchestra 2001, who I invited to speak as well, which you can reference on the WWFM website.
The panel discussion was my cadenza last night, and it's up there now as a webcast. So you can listen to this concert, and if you're curious more about these composers or to get insight a little bit into not only these composers, but American chamber music, do visit the website and listen to that cadenza from last night, which includes the panel discussion that took place between these two concerts presented as we're listening to them here last March by Dolce Suono Ensemble.
And another of the lineage connections yes. has to do with Ralph Shapey yep. as a mentor of Shulamit Ron, who we heard in the first concert as well.
Shapey, born in Philadelphia,
yes.
Started off in New York, but then took a job which he held for many, many years. And we talked about Richard Wernick being important in the Philadelphia new music scene. I'm born and raised Chicago, and Ralph Shapey, teaching for many years at the University of Chicago, was kind of the dominant force in new music of Chicago for many, 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 many years. Had an interesting personality, depending on who you talk to, but he was a very direct sharpshooter, shot from the hip. Ralph, known for his uninhibited tongue at times. His music is strong in personality, his influences, and one of his biggest champions is Miranda Cookson, who you brought in.
Yes, and she's made several recordings of Shapey's music yes. for violin. I asked her to select a work to perform as part of our program, and she chose the Four Etudes for solo violin, and she plays this extremely complex music with such beauty and nuance.
We're going to hear those now. The Four Etudes for Violin from 1980 by Ralph Shapey, performed by Miranda Cookson.
Thank you.
Music of American composer Ralph Shapey, so long a fixture of the Chicago new music scene, teaching for many years at the University of Chicago. His four etudes for violin from 1980, Mr. Shapey passed away in 2002, performed here by visiting guest artist on this Dolce Suono Ensemble concert, violinist Miranda Cooks on this concert, Rediscoveries Festival of American Chamber Music, the second of these concerts, represented the first on Tuesday, that was given in February, this one given in March, at the Trinity Center for Urban Life, 22nd Spruce Streets in Philadelphia, Center City, Philadelphia. And the final large work on this program before your built-in encore is a work by another composer. Well, actually, this composer's music has, at least on record, been championed. Bridge Records in New York has done a lot of laudable work recording the music of George Pearl.
Yes, and this was an incredibly exciting experience to perform George Pearl's Sonata a Quattro, which is a large-scale work for an unusual combination. Yeah. We mentioned the importance of the Pierrot Ensemble, which is a modified form of Schoenberg's Pierrot Lunaire group. In common parlance, it's a sextet of flute, clarinet, violin, cello, piano, and percussion. And George Pearl writes just for the four one-line instruments, so flute, clarinet, violin, and cello in this piece. And yes, as you were saying, his music it has been for sure documented on recordings and gets some performances, but certainly not as much, I think, as it deserves. And what's so important for our project is he was very decorated. He was a Pulitzer Prize winner. Yeah. He studied with Ernst Krenek, so another example of European influence on American composers. And we also talked about the question of tonality and atonality as a central question for American composers in the 20th century. And George Perle's personal approach to this question was very interesting because, you know, a master of serial technique and atonality, he used it to arrive at a new tonality or found tonality within atonality.
Which he dubbed 12-tone tonality.
Yes. And you hear that in this piece. So Sonata a Quattro, some of us had performed works by George Perle before, but it was the quartet of us first time playing this piece, and it is very demanding. In our last program, we talked a little bit about metric modulations and complex rhythmic calculations. George Perle employs those a lot. It takes a lot of memory. Some of us were playing from a score on an iPad and foot pedal, which is kind of the new technique for playing a lot of this thorny music. Some of us just from parts. I was playing from a flute part, but with tons of cues that I wrote in. Actually, my feeling of elation at the end of it, after it went really well, we had a great time, was incredible. But definitely a great experience, because I think what you find with all the complexity, also such a beauty and such an expressive quality in the four movements that flow pretty much one into the other, there's some themes that George Perle embeds throughout, and you see them taking on different moods as the piece unfolds. And then the movement notturno, which is a nocturne, is really interesting too, to get a sense of the way he expresses emotion in music, because you do hear that it's a nocturne. There's a sort of dark quality, there's a sparse quality. There's not a lot of silence in the music, but when it happens, it's very, very expressive. It's definitely the kind of thing where your imagination can run wild in an interesting way. So we had a lot of fun delving into the musical language of George Perle.
So the work is laid out in four movements, played without pause: introduction, an allegro, scherzo, the nocturne Mimi mentioned, a finale. So stepping up to the challenge of performing George Perle's Sonata a Quattro from 1982 is my co-host Mimi Stillman and one of their guest artists, Yao Guang Chai on clarinet, Miranda Cookson on violin, and Gabriel Cabezas on cello. Music of George Perle.
Thank you.
Music of American composer George Perle, who lived from 1915 till 2009, his Sonata Quattro from 1982 for flute, clarinet, violin, and cello, performing on cello, Gabriel Cabezas on violin, guest artist Miranda Cookson on clarinet, a second guest artist Yao Guang Chai, and then on flute, and my co-host for all these broadcasts of the Dolce Suono Ensemble, the artistic director and founding member of that group, Mimi Stillman.
And it was really fun to work for the first time, actually no, for the second time with clarinetist Yao Guang Chai. He is an absolutely gorgeous player. He's principal clarinet of the Baltimore Symphony. Mm. And it was great to have him join us for the works by Perle and Rotberg on this program, because we had a sort of Dolce Suono Trio Plus vibe with Miranda and Yao joining flute, cello, piano for different combinations of pieces, which is actually interesting too, because as we were saying, that the chamber music of these American composers is lesser known. They also didn't write as much chamber music as orchestral music in many cases, and often for the more traditional string quartet ensembles. We also piano trio, which we did do by Leon Kirshner, but we wanted to highlight mixed ensembles because that's the signature of Dolce Suono Ensemble, you know, me being a flutist as well. And so that's how you get these mixed combinations throughout the project.
And it's kind of the blessing and the curse of these 20th century composers writing chamber music. They wanted to write for different combinations, getting new tonal colors. But if you have a weird combination of instruments, that means the piece is performed less because you don't have that combination regularly available in chamber concerts. So kudos to you guys for pulling off the Sonata Quattro by George Pearl.
Oh, thank you.
Now, just as on the concert we presented on Tuesday, which was the February concert, there is a built-in encore of music by not only an American composer, one of the greatest musicians America's ever produced. His chamber music is not all that well known, of course, but you have created more of it by doing some transcribing, the Dolce Suono Ensemble I'm talking about. And so before we get to that closing number, I again want to wrap up this one and thank you, Mimi, for bringing these concerts of American chamber music here in this week where we celebrate the birthday of America. We want to thank Drew Schlegel for being the recording engineer in this project. If you want to read more about these pieces you heard, there are extensive program notes in the programs you printed for these concerts, which are available on your website, as is any information you want about Dolce Suono Ensemble. Dolce Suono, DolceSuono.com.
Yes, we're putting these programs on because there's some extensive program notes I wrote and our guests and artists wrote as well that you can check out on our website. And also for videos, there's a lot on the YouTube of the ensemble and my YouTube under Mimi Stillman. Also, if you do Facebook and Instagram, I and the ensemble are on those social media sites and we'd love to connect with you more. But David, it was really so much fun to be with you this week celebrating American chamber music, coinciding with celebrating Independence Day, and I want to wish everyone a very happy Independence Day, and God bless America.
And now you're not taking the summer off, really.
No.
So what do you have coming up here?
Well, last week, Charlie Abramovic and I recorded 4 flute sonatas, and...
You mentioned that earlier, which was the piston, so probably people are going, well, what are the other 4? So it's Prokofiev,
yes,
Poulenc, Piston.
And Schulhoff.
And Schulhoff. So we don't get
a 4th P
either.
3 P's and 1 S. And then this Sunday, July 7th, Dolce Suono Ensemble will be performing on the series at Laurel Hill Mansion in Fairmount Park. So please join us there. You can find more information on our website and on the Laurel Hill Mansion website. It's a program for flute, oboe, and cello. A bit unusual, but we're doing Handel, Haydn, Villa-Lobos, Ginastera, and some other surprises.
So we're going to go out with their built-in encore. As with the Tuesday concert, it is music by Leonard Bernstein, and it has been arranged. You, I guess, charged Charles with doing arrangements of music by Bernstein. This one is going to be for the Dolce Suono Trio, which is Mimi on flute and Gabriel Cabezas on cello and Charles Abramovic on piano. Well, take it away. I mean, this is a pretty interesting arrangement.
Thank you. Yeah. So Charlie made lots of great arrangements of songs from West Side Story for our trio, flute, cello, piano, and they work so incredibly well. And we celebrated a lot during the Bernstein Centennial in 2018 with those. And then I personally, through performing Bernstein's Halil, his solo flute piece, I did it with the Percussion Ensemble of Temple University. And so we were just really enjoying as much Bernstein as we could this season. And so I asked Charlie, do you think you could arrange the overture to Candide for flute, cello, and piano? And this is an extremely rich orchestration.
What was the look on his face when you asked?
Well, yes. I mean, he was doubtful. He really was. And he thought about it, and he came back, and he said, yeah, I think I can do it. And I love the results. I hope that you and your listeners do as well. It's certainly a blast to play this. And what I was just so impressed is that Charlie captured a more symphonic sound from just the three of us. And so we've really been enjoying performing this on all our programs of the trio, not just of American music, but it was really perfect for this Rediscoveries project because of Leonard Bernstein being one of the great geniuses of American music and also just a key figure in all of the questions that we explored in this project.
We will close with that. Mimi, thank you. We'll look forward to another season of Dolce Suono Ensemble broadcasts here on the Classical Network coming up in 2020. Gosh, that's even weird to say. This Celebrating Our Musical Community broadcast is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. For my co-host, Mimi Stillman, I'm David Osberg. Thanks for joining us. And here is the Overture to Candide, as arranged by Charles Abramovic with the Dolce Suono Trio of Mimi Stillman, Gabriel Cabezas, and Charles Abramovic. Thank you.
Thank you.